This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. The new administrator of the EPA gives a hint of his views on rolling back federal regulations and whether, coming from an oil and gas state, Oklahoma, he will encourage ethanol production.
The landscape of your industry is changing. Fortunately, FS has the roadmap that can help you navigate the challenges that lie ahead and point the way forward. That's why businesses that are driven to succeed turn to FS for data-driven recommendations and innovative crop and energy inputs. Learn more at fssystem.com. FS, bringing you what's next.
Scott Pruitt, Oklahoma's Attorney General, has been named by President-elect Donald Trump as the next administrator of the EPA. Pruitt is said to be a scholar of constitutional law by the Washington Post and one who has filed suit to stop the EPA from expanding its reach beyond the designated mission of the agency. The Rural Oklahoma Network spoke with Pruitt in Bartlesville yesterday to get a hint of how he would lead EPA.
I think that hopefully as we head into 2017, there's going to be a different view, and I believe there is going to be a different view, that each of the respective bodies of our government, the separation of powers that we know in the Constitution from legislative to executive, are going to stay in their lane. The vertical separation of powers that we know between Washington, D.C. and the states is going to be respected and enforced, and that's a new day, and it's going to be encouraging, I think, to the folks across the country.
Pruitt was also asked about the renewable fuel standard that requires ethanol to be blended into gasoline. He filed suit against the EPA program in 2013.
Well, I think if you look back at the intent of the renewable fuels measure, I mean, I think that perhaps in 2005, the objectives that were intended then, I think the Congress needs to look at that and say, what is it being achieved today? And I think there are some that are looking into that. I think that the blending infrastructure for ethanol and biofuels is something that's making progress, and I think that encourages folks in Iowa. It encourages folks that care about that, and I think Congress is going to continue to monitor that and see how best to achieve the objectives that they established in, I think, 2005.
Scott Pruitt, potential administrator of the EPA in the coming Trump administration. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.